Hi, Christine. Thanks for talking to us today. Christine Lindsay is here with me to talk about the Gary Mason charity. Christine, when was the charity set up and why was it set up?
The charity was set up in 2011 following the tragic death of Gary Mason, who was the former British heavyweight boxing champion of Great Britain. He had started the Rhythmical Empowerment Group in about 2006, and this was focusing on hand drumming as a relaxation, as an empowerment tool, and also focusing on it as a music therapy.
And he thought that this would potentially be sort of a good idea for a non-profit organisation.
Yes, he did. He came to see Sutton's Voluntary Services and spoke to Susanna and to Jackie. And he was here quite a lot, setting up the not-for-profit. And when he died, unfortunately, I was left as the sole trustee who was alive. So I asked his family, and they were very keen that we carried on his work and tried to realise his dream by setting up a proper registered charity, which we did.
And that was in 2011?
2011, yes.
So you've been going for 5 years now?
Yes,
six
we have.
Years.
Yes.
And who do you work with now?
We work with various of Gary's workshop leaders who taught him originally to do hand drumming and taught him how to run a hand drumming circle. It's always done in a non-confrontational way where you have people sitting in a circle to drum, and it makes people very much part of producing a nice sound and being, it's a community type environment which he loved.
And which sort of organisations in Sutton do you work with? Do you work with children or older people or a bit of everybody?
Bit of everybody. We work with very young children right the way up to very old people, even people in care homes. More recently, we've been doing quite a lot of work with the dementia societies, with working in memory lane cafes. We've also worked with Combat Stress at Leatherhead, where we've worked with the soldiers with
post-traumatic stress
syndrome, yeah. Yes. But we've also gone into schools and worked with schools that have got autistic units, and also with lots of people with disabilities, particularly MenCap. We've worked with Sutton Mental Health Foundation, and we also go to lots of events in the summer to help other charities to get money for their charities.
So. And on that note, you're looking at forward to doing the New Year's Day parade in London again this year on behalf of the Mayor's charities. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, this will be the fourth year that we're going to do it, and yes, we're really excited about it again. Lots of people want to volunteer to help to put together the float. And all the London boroughs go into a competition to win money for their mayor's charities. And the last 3 years, we've been very fortunate to win money each year. So it's a real good opportunity for us to work for other charities.
Excellent. Well, good luck for that. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you.